Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 26th and the whole week ahead. How beautiful is Venus moving into Leo for you? It's fire with fire. You're a fire sign, Leo is, and Venus is the goddess of love. And the fact that she's now going to move into your ninth house of luck and opportunity, your luck is in when it comes to love and romance, especially with someone from another place, country or culture. Here's your Sunday stars. Jupiter, your ruler's link with Saturn, is exceptional. Exceptional if you're planning your future and want to get things sorted out once and for all. I mean, there's no doubt many Sagittarians have had a really hard time with Saturn in their sign. And when you put these connections together, then you need to know that you can have the whole world in your hands if you just concentrate on bringing out the best in you, because you is where the talent and the success lies. And here's your Monday stars. Earlier on in the week, the Sun conjunct Mercury in the sign of Virgo, which for you is a very important time to reassess a professional or a career situation. Something that may have occurred over the past few weeks you didn't take advantage of. Or maybe there was a red flag being shown to you and you didn't notice it or preferred not to. This is an important time for you now to sort out your career path and which direction you're taking. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, with the moon in your sign now linked to Venus, this is lovely. Perfect for travel, perfect for going away, perfect for meeting someone who can give you more than friendship. It's all about love. But there are difficulties with Sun and Neptune. One is vanity, somebody else's, could be yours, but more likely to be somebody else's. And the other is deception and confusion. So you need to keep your wits about you. Here's your Wednesday stars, an excellent day, yet again, following on from what I said earlier on in the week, about the more ambitious side of you, the part of you that can bring out this business sense and astuteness, because you have a business acumen now that can really help you to pave the way to future success. Concentrate on what it is that you want, what direction and path you wish to take professionally, and take baby steps towards it. And here's your Thursday stars. Because Mercury is going to move backwards into your ninth house, certain things will be on hold. Now, Mercury is to do with travel, and Mercury is also to do with knowledge and learning, the mind. So there's a number of things in your life you need to be very, very aware of. Travel, for instance, make sure you've contingency plans and check everything to do with your destination, your arrivals, your departures. And when it comes to learning and study, make sure you're following something you really, really want to know about. Here's your Friday stars. One of those days to look into money and finance and uncover and unearth things that you didn't know about. For instance, money that's owed to you, money that could come to you from the state, benefits, those kind of things. But also you may be neglecting a financial responsibility. And the sooner that you can get to sort it out, the better. Because rewards will come and benefits will flow from being very responsible about money. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.